Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As some media headlines across America read doom and gloom for America's children during the Omicron variant of the pandemic, Dr. Fauci on MSNBC says these numbers are being inflated.
When in fact they may go in for a broken leg or appendicitis or something like that. So it's overcounting the number of children who are, quote, hospitalized with COVID as opposed to because of COVID.
Authorities in Boulder County, Colorado have begun investigating the origins of the wildfire that ripped through the Superior and Louisville areas. A total of 991 structures were destroyed and another 127 structures were damaged by the fire, which covered more than 6,000 acres. As the FBI is now investigating and getting tips, one of those tips has resulted in a search warrant of a property. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The airline industry continues to have its woes.
More than 2,000 flights a day in or out of the United States over New Year's weekend were canceled. Thousands more delayed due to the winter weather and staffing shortages.
Our flight was at 6:30 this morning, and we waited, and the crew supposedly didn't show up.
WDIV television talking to travelers at Detroit Metro Airport.
I've been canceled twice this morning, and by the way, the agents, they've been very helpful under very trying conditions.
Chicago's O'Hare International and Denver International Airport feeling the most impact with flight cancellations. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Officials from the National Weather Service believe that a meteor exploded in the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania area on New Year's Day after residents reported feeling the ground shaking and hearing a massive boom. 911 officials had received reports from South Hills and other areas about the disturbance. USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
As we enter our third year into the pandemic, misinformation from mainstream media and the highest level of government is something that can stay in 2021. MSNBC opinion host Rachel Maddow in the spring.
Now we know that the vaccines work well enough that the virus stops with every vaccinated person. A vaccinated person gets exposed to the virus does not infect them, the virus cannot then use that person to go anywhere else. It cannot use a vaccinated person as a host to go get more people. That means the vaccines will get us to the end of this.
You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
President Biden in 2021. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich tells Fox News what we need to do in 22.
We have faced challenges as a country in the past, and one thing that we've always done is risen to the challenge because we're Americans, and the Constitution cannot be mass distanced or canceled, and it's one of the reasons why I filed the first lawsuit in the entire country challenging Joe Biden's unconstitutional mandates. And the reality is this year, the Biden administration has talked a lot about, you know, more tests and, you know, even more, you know, masks or whatever, But the reality is we need more of the truth. And I think this year we should all resolve, instead of giving up junk food, we should give up junk science. And what we should be doing is focusing on the Constitution. And we can never let any crisis or pandemic infringe on our individual liberties.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important quality that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Difficult, did you? I mean, you think that, you know, most people want honesty. They're intelligent. They don't need to be insulted. But yet, as we go into 2022, you know, we've got headwinds and headwinds of stupidity, really, you know, when you think about it, especially when it comes to COVID. The questions abound, answers don't. More confusion is abounding. And what I resent is people and institutions that are supposed to offer us some comfort and some intellectual advice and counsel, they've checked out. And it's more about policy, it's more about politics, and then they wonder why there's such chaos that is overwhelming. And then what does it do for the rest of us who are trying to figure this out with some sense of intellect? You know, it's like, okay, well, here's your tinfoil hat, and you're just a conspiratist, and it doesn't matter. When it does matter, because what we're trying to do is pursue the truth. Now, our next guest is Dr. James Thorpe. Now, imagine this. This is something, you know, that we've been talking about on this show from day one regarding the vaccine. We talked about it in light of what happened back in the 50s with thalidomide, that there was a vaccination that came out to that was being recommended for women who were having problem with nausea. And it was amazing when you track how that evolved, how long it took the medical community to figure out what the heck was going on, that they didn't note that there was an increasing number of miscarriages. And then all of a sudden we had malformed babies, and it took them, what, 7-8 years to kind of figure this thing out. And here we are, deja vu, one more time in a highly politicized, wrong-footed type of environment. And we are being treated like a bunch of mushrooms, as they say, kept in the dark and fed all kinds of manure. But Dr. James Thorpe is a maternal fetal medicine specialist, and he is the first and only OBGYN in America that is revealing vaccine deaths and injuries in pregnant women and babies. Dr. Thorpe, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Bill, thank you so much for having me on your platform. It's an honor and a privilege.
Well, we appreciate that you're bringing some intellectual information, needed information, that the CDC and others are doing everything they can to stomp this out. I mean, you're talking about an OBGYN gag order? I mean, what is all this about?
Yes, and you talk about nobody speaking out. Every physician and nurse in the United States of America has a formal gag order on them. And this is a very serious issue, unprecedented in the history of medicine in the United States of America. The Federation of State Medical Boards, FSMB.org, mm-hmm. the American Board of Medical Specialties, ABMS.org, and the American Association of Nursing Colleges, they have the teeth. They have the power to destroy every physician and nurse's career, their livelihood, and their families in the United States of America. And within 6 weeks, back in September, they all came out with their exact same talking points and threats. If you misinform or misinterpret, we will destroy you. So there, I'm outraged at this, and this is part of the problem, because nobody can speak out. And it is a very serious problem. And, Bill, you're exactly right in your monologue starting this out. And you mark my words, okay? This, my name is Dr. James A. Thorpe. It's January 3rd, 2022. Bill spoke of thalidomide, which was a horrible disaster. And then there's DES, diethylstilbestrol. You mark my words today. And I've stated this for 8 weeks, that the vaccination in pregnancy is going to make DES and thalidomide look like prenatal vitamins.
Wow. Well, like thalidomide and DES, it took a while, but there seemed to be little concern of any complication. What happened there, and what is duplicating itself all these years later?
Well, really, thalidomide was an anti-nauseant, it was used in the United States, but also in Europe. And there weren't really that many cases. It was a horrible disaster. Thalidomide is a very serious teratogen, meaning it causes defects. And basically, 100% of embryos that are exposed to it, enough of it at a certain gestational age. And then DES was a similar disaster. And these were actually picked up relatively quickly compared to what we're going through now. There is a mass delusion formation, a mass psychotic formation that has been described by Robert Malone and Dr. Matthias Desmond. And this is exactly what's going on. And everybody, because of the political pressure, the politicization, are ignoring the data in VAERS. Mm-hmm. And they never, ever should have started this vaccination program before adequate testing in humans. And back in September 2020, I proposed a randomized, double-blinded, placebo-controlled trial for the vaccination before it was rolled out. I published that. I sent it to Mr. Gates. I sent it to Dr. Fauci, and I sent it to President Trump. It was ignored. The VAERS data is very concerning, and everybody has ignored it. It is very serious. We're looking at a very significant number of pregnancy losses, malformations, and not only that, but babies that are permanently damaged for life. And there are no safety data. Right. Zero.
How credible is the VAERS data? We've heard all kinds of conspiracies and ideas about it. And I've often maintained, Dr. Thorpe, in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And it that, to me, that's the biggest issue that I have with the medical community, Dr. Fauci and the science community, who is following lockstep with this, political response. That politics should not be involved in this whatsoever. And it is, as you say, I love this psychotic distortion. That's exactly what we have. That's what we're dealing with. And it's going to take someone I don't know if it could be someone in particular or a group of credible individuals and organizations to speak out against this stuff, to say once and for all, this is the truth, and set aside Dr. Fauci, set aside the CDC and the NIH, because they all seem very compromised because of the relationship with China and where this disease actually originated.
That's right. And to your point, VAERS data was actually legally implemented in 1986, really as a quid pro quo by President Ronald Reagan at the time. So he he provided the pharmaceutical industries with sovereign immunity. But the quid pro quo with that, which is law and mandated, was VAERS. So VAERS has always been a thermometer, a surveillance tool.
I'll tell you what, we've got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there. When we come back, we've got more from Dr. Thorpe after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Hey, Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Dr. James Thorpe is with us. He's talking about the OBGYN gag order and other things yet to be realized that are complications down the road, clearly, that seem to be coming up more and more in regard to the vaccination of COVID-19. Dr. Thorpe, I don't know if you saw this video or not from Dr. Ryan Cole, a highly credentialed researcher. He's being canceled, to your point. He's not following the party line. And I saw a video that he did several months ago, and this was when VAERS was reporting 16,000 deaths of people who were post-vaccinated. And he found it quite odd, and I'm sure you would as well as a medical doctor, questioning why is it that of the 16,000 deaths, they've only had one autopsy? And that just seems to be a reasonable question. Well, the powers to be didn't want to have that question put out there. And they're coming at him full force, to your point, that those that have not sworn in allegiance to the, the lockstep of these institutions, boy, you've got trouble, whether it's, whether it's here in the medical community, the scientific community, everybody's got to be a green environmentalist. If not, then, forget about your tenure. That has been going on for quite a while. So this is just another iteration of the same type of cancellation and forced manipulation.
That's exactly right, Bill. And to your point, it's not just OBGYN doctors or pathologists as Dr. Ryan Cole, who I know well and has spoke at some of our healthcare freedom rallies down here in Florida, but to your listeners, and listeners, extremely important, this is a threat and a gag order on every single physician and nurse in the United States of America. This was enacted by this tyrannical regime just this past September. All of them locked, step, and barrel. So I want to say to all of you listening, don't trust your doctor or your nurse. There's no doctor or nurse in the United States of America that can be trusted, because if they deviate from the state party line, their families will be destroyed. And by the way, the nurses and physicians, their primary allegiance is not to you, not to their clients or their patients. It's to their families, okay? And if their families are destroyed and they're hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt, they're effectively gagged. Exactly. I will not stand for this. I'm a veteran of the United States Air Force, and I will not lose my freedoms. And I just urge other care providers and other physicians and nurses to stand up with me against this tyranny.
And it is exactly that. It is tyrannical. And this is why instinctively the majority of Americans know that this smells to high heaven. And what they've been doing, Dr. Thorpe, is they go and they find their own doctors who are below the radar, who are able to access ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, because doctors like yourself take their Socratic oath seriously that says that they are to do no harm. And what doctor doesn't want to help a patient who is in pain, at their very heart and soul? That's their wiring. But now, because of economics and all this manipulation, this forced manipulation that's taking place, it's causing them to violate, their ethical values at its core.
That's exactly right. And you are spot on, Bill.
Well, I tell you, it breaks my heart just from a standpoint, Dr. Thorpe, of understanding, the essence of humanity is that we all want to go out and be productive and be. And when I say all, I think in a general majority context that we all want to feel good about ourselves. And when we feel best about ourselves is when we're out there being productive and we're contributing. Right now, people are being forced to do things that are counter their own being. I don't know how some of them can sleep at night, and what kind of damage this will do to an individual life that is absolutely precious. I'm talking about every doctor, every nurse out there that has, taken a vow and sworn an oath to, to protect individuals and do the best that they can. And now, because, like you said, their families are being threatened, they have to compromise this stuff. I mean, boy, this is like one of those things. You talk about the psychological damage that this is going to have on, on the medical profession at every level. It's unbelievable. Not to mention the scientists out there that want to go along with Dr. Fauci. I had an extended conversation with a pharmacist over the weekend, and fortunately he could be reasonable, and we were able to talk through some of this stuff, and I could see where he was having a very difficult time squaring up the round circle that they had put him in.
Absolutely. The vaccination was really not a vaccination. It was never necessary, because my friends here locally, myself and my practice, and frontline physicians, not just in the United States, all over the world, we've been treating this effectively with early treatment, right, early aggressive treatments. My friend, my dear friend, Dr. Benjamin Marble, MyFreeDoctor.com, has personally treated over 120,000 outpatients with early therapy, highly successful, and only three deaths. So we were suppressed, we were mocked, and we were threatened when we presented this data, as you well know. Mm-hmm. And the reason for that was because it would have made the vaccination completely unnecessary. The goal of the cartel and this administration all along was the vaccination.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I go back during, the Trump years. I mean, it was Trump's Operation Warp Speed that put this into action, which the Democrats disdained. And now all of a sudden they want to feel like they're champions of it. But I'm like you. I'm saying there's still so much information out there. There's local information. In fact, we had extensive conversations with two frontline doctors in California. And they've been just like you and your associated medical doctors and that have been treating people early on, keeping them out of hospitals, keeping them off of respirators with the protocols that have been available for us for a long time. But that does not seem to be what rewards this elite class. And this is why, I even told this one pharmacist, I said, I would have a lot more credibility, or at least think a little bit more highly of Dr. Fauci, if he recused himself and made sure that any benefit, any patent benefit that he would receive from any of the drugs that were being utilized right now, that he would turn them over to, to some charity, but that he'd have nothing to do with it whatsoever, then maybe I might listen to him.
Exactly. In the history of medicine that we have, 4,000 years, go back to Aristotle, never ever before in the history of medicine has there been a disease process where a early treatment is discouraged and disdained and not reduce the morbidity. And so we were told by Fauci and the government, and then by the hospital systems who've benefited greatly from this disaster, oh, there's no outpatient therapy. No, there's no, just go home, and, when your lips turn blue and you can't breathe and you're foaming and pulmonary edema, then come in to the emergency room. And then they're admitted. And then they have made massive amounts of money with federal relief, COVID relief, for hospitalized patients. But all this would have been unnecessary. Had we used early treatment, well over 80% of the deaths would have been avoided, and well over 85% of the hospital admissions would have been avoided.
That's a huge number. That's a huge number, Dr. Thorpe. And I'm telling you, this is rattling the minds of people. But you see, these are the things, common sense, reasonable things that people know in their heart of hearts. And this is rhyming with their reason, what you're sharing with us right now. Dr. James Thorpe has been our guest. Dr. Thorpe, you've got to come back and give us an update here in several weeks down the road. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Bill, for having me on your show.
He's a maternal fetal medicine specialist, Dr. James.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed rate at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603D787. Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As some media headlines across America read doom and gloom for America's children during the Omicron variant of the pandemic, Dr. Fauci on MSNBC says these numbers are being inflated.
When in fact they may go in for a broken leg or appendicitis or something like that. So it's overcounting the number of children who are, quote, hospitalized with COVID as opposed to because of COVID.
Authorities in Boulder County, Colorado, have begun investigating the origins of the wildfire that ripped through the Superior and Louisville areas. A total of 991 structures were destroyed and another 127 structures were damaged by the fire, which covered more than 6,000 acres. As the FBI is now investigating and getting tips, one of those tips has resulted in a search warrant of a property. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
With you 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Appreciate Dr. Thorpe coming on the air. And this is our world. This is what we're dealing with, is an America that's so divided. And I ask, okay, what are we divided over? And what it comes down to is that, and tell me if I'm wrong here, but it's like we're divided over the truth. Can you imagine that? I mean, we just can't agree on reality. We can't agree on the truth. And here it is. I mean, we've got a doctor who's so brave to talk about. I mean, have you ever heard of an OBGYN gag order? Have you ever heard of that? I mean, this is the first time. But this is what's going on. And no big surprise here, because we've seen this, as I said, we've seen this marching along the road for quite a while. You know, all the climatologists and, the greenies out there, and what's happened in our institutions and the educational system is that, look at, if you don't go along with, the Green Deal and climate warming and climate change, whatever the narrative is and the latest, spoke topics that you're supposed to fall in line with, if you're not, signed, sealed, delivered, and totally sold out, then forget it. Forget about tenure. I mean, they're going to make your life miserable. And there are too many people historically that have been affected wrongfully. They're out of a job, that are no longer doing what they love doing in the world of science. They have been canceled. And so what are they greeters now at Walmart or something, or whatever that they're doing, sadly? And they have been treated in such a way that you will comport. If not, you're out. And when you're out, you're out. And, of course, we're seeing how this is continuing with the January 6th. You know, here we are almost at the year anniversary of January the 6th. And we've got, you know, still too many Americans, political prisoners. The very thing, if you remember, that Hillary Clinton warned about during her presidential campaign with Donald Trump. You know, America, we don't jail our political opponents. Oh, yeah? I mean, well, what are you doing? You know, this is the thing about some of these characters. They end up, you know, I keep telling you, they self-indict. They can't help themselves if you just listen to them. And Hillary Clinton self-indicted. I mean, what is she doing? Look what she's gotten away with. With this dossier and everything, and she's like, what is she, too big to jail type of thing? Is this what we come down to? Well, I'll tell you, I got my friend Clay Clark with us. He's the host of Thrive Time Radio, the founder of Thrive15.com, and we've got lots to talk about along this line. Clay, Happy New Year to you, buddy.
Happy New Year to you and to your audience. I really do appreciate you and the consistent great work you do fighting for freedom.
Well, Clay, you as well. I mean, your campaigns, what you've been doing in keeping truth, really, it's keeping truth alive. I mean, this is what it comes down to. You're not buying into, you know, the false narrative, the flat-out lies and propaganda of mainstream media and those that would tell you, look, it, shut up. And if you don't shut up, we're going to come after you. We're going to sue your butt. And we're going to make sure that you have no livelihood whatsoever because you did not, how dare you, not comport with the status quo and the narrative brought to you by the ruling elite.
Well, I'll tell you this. I mean, right now, you know, we're doing the Reawaken America tour. We're going to Phoenix, Arizona, January 14th and 15th. Eric Trump has joined the lineup. Charlie Kirk has joined the lineup. Wendy Rogers has joined the lineup. Kim Clement, the prophet, the late great prophet, his daughter, Donna Clement, has joined the lineup. Mike Lindell's there. I feel like almost you have to have either been subpoenaed or being sued in order to be on my lineup.
Yes.
But it's just, we're out there just sharing the truth. And I will tell people, we are at the precipice of going in one of two directions, either hopping into a mandated Marxist mediocrity of a country or getting back to our certain inalienable God-given rights upheld by the U.S. Constitution. And it's time for every American right now to speak up and fight back. You simply cannot sit back and stay out of politics because politics will come to you to take your freedoms.
Well, it's like the old axiom, right? That you may not be interested in war, but war is interested in you. Same thing, right?
I 100% agree. And, you know, this is what's interesting is that when you go to timetofreeamerica.com and you look at attending any of our Reawaken America tour events, what the media has done is the mainstream media has said that, oh, well, Clay Clark is doing these events to profiteer. Well, the reality is, check this out. Anybody can name their price at my events. Now imagine that the Minnesota Vikings or the Minnesota Timberwolves or that some team, your favorite team, the Packers, let fans choose their price. But no, they don't because you know what? They operate at a profit. Also, my wife and I don't take a single dime of money from these events. It all goes back into the next event. And so we're doing this event, not that I have a problem with it. Someone wants to make a profit. I'm doing this because literally, people can't share the truth on social media. They can't share the truth in most town halls or communities because of the COVID restrictions. And so we have to have these events. So we team up with local churches. We do the Reawaken America Tour events at these churches. That's why we're going to Phoenix, Arizona on January 14th and 15th at the largest church in the entire state of Arizona, January 14th and 15th. You can get your tickets at timetofreeamerica.com, timetofreeamerica.com. Then February, we're going to Ohio again. Going into a church in search of the truth. Then we're going to March, San Diego, and then April, Oregon.
Wow. Well, congratulations on that, Clay. And, you know, the fact of the matter is that, you know, regarding voter fraud, two-thirds, well, actually, no, almost three-fourths of America, of Republicans, agree there was voter fraud. There's probably 30 and an increasing number of Democrats. Independents are getting up there, over 50% now, that say there's voter fraud. And the talking heads of the mainstream propaganda machine insist that there was no voter fraud that took place. And they cite these federal cases that supposedly have been heard that has really nothing to do with the essence of voter fraud whatsoever, but it sounds, in a talking point, it sounds convincing unless people are aware of the details as to why these federal courts turned down the arguments and why, you know, Mike Lindell and others are continuing to push to finally, you know, see if we can get SCOTUS to have enough backbone to take this on. Because the American people, you know, need to know this. You know, people ask me, Clay, they'll say, well, Bill, do you think voter fraud took place? I said, well, you know, I don't know for sure, but there's a lot of indices that would suggest that there was. And the fact that I have that doubt is something that is not right, that we should, as American citizens, as all voters, should have sealed in our mind. We've never experienced anything like this ever in the history of America, where a president was supposedly elected, and we have so many people in doubt about it. Go ahead and respond.
Well, we have a medical fraud and election fraud going on. So in America, mm-hmm. you have medical fraud. The models that the 2.2 million Americans would die from COVID, those are false. The PCR tests are falsely calibrated. COVID-19 is 100% treatable with budesonide, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. You have the founder of the RNA technology now coming out and sharing with the whole world on a Joe Rogan interview this week mm-hmm. that, by the way, you shouldn't be taking the COVID-19 vaccines. I mean, so we have medical fraud, then we have election fraud. So what I'm doing is at our events is I'm bringing in Joe Von Pulitzer. He'll be speaking there in Phoenix, Arizona. He's the inventor of the QR code, and he explains the technology of how election fraud took place. Mm-hmm. Then I have Senator Wendy Rogers explaining how people were registered to vote at plots of land. I mean, empty, vacant parking lots. There's 24 people registered as voters there. So she explains, Wendy Rogers explains in the practical, tactical, how election fraud took place. Then you have Joe Von Pulitzer explaining how the QR code, the inventor of the QR codes, how digitally the election fraud took place. Then we have Joe Altman explaining how election fraud took place. Then we have Mark Fincham, the representative from Arizona, explaining how election fraud took place. My job is to provide a platform so that people can actually hear the truth. And I guess the best example I can give you is, remember when Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire were running around with their big heads and big biceps, smashing home runs in their late 30s? And everybody thought, well, I wonder if these guys are on steroids. I mean, they're in their late 30s, and they went from hitting 25 home runs a year to hitting 70 home runs a year. And everyone said, no, no, they weren't taking the sauce. They're not juiced enough. They just happen to be committed to the weight room. Are you kidding me? Then it came out a decade later that, oh, by the way, they were dipping steroids. I mean, we're asked to deny common sense, but it's not going to happen. And that's why we're doing the Reawaken America tour in Phoenix, Arizona, January 14th and 15th. I encourage every single person, come out to one of these events. I don't care if you pay $25, $5. I don't care what you pay. Come out to one of these events and hear the truth, because you need to hear the truth. And it is the truth that will set us free.
Amen. Clay Clark is with us. He continues with us on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We're coming on 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
Exergen would like you to know about an important new study by the FDA. It confirms what the medical community has always known. Non-contact thermometers are not accurate, and they fail to meet FDA requirements for accuracy in labeling. With new strains of COVID on the rise, we can't afford to tolerate rampant false temperature readings from non-contact thermometers. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. You need Exergen thermometers because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure. Be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You know, I will say that for a New Year's resolution, what should be at the top of the list is that we would pursue the truth no matter where it leads, as Clay Clark was saying earlier. And we've known this experientially. It's the truth that really sets you free. I mean, the reason that people are so cranky and we're in such chaos right now is we're so mired in one lie after another. You know, Clay was talking about the evidence that regarding voter fraud or even the medical profession right now, that we have fraud and corruption surrounding this great country of ours. But hey, no big surprise. I mean, God told us very clearly, Clay Clark, that if you abandon me and you turn your back on me, then all these things will happen to you. And this is what's happening in spite of, you know, as you say, that there's even 1,000 sworn affidavits of people who are witnesses to voter fraud that are being blatantly ignored.
Right. That is 100% correct. And let's talk about this. You know, I'm being sued by Eric Coomer for defamation. So let's just talk about, what does the word defamation mean? The action of damaging the good reputation of someone, slander or libel. Question one, does Eric Coomer have a good reputation previous to allowing me, myself allowing these speakers to share the truth about election fraud at the Reawaken America tour? I mean, Eric Coomer, the head of strategy and security for Dominion, did he have a good reputation previous to the Reawaken America tour? Well, I'll tell you this. Remember how we were all told that the voting machines weren't connected to the Internet? Remember
right.
That? We were
right.
All told they're not connected to the Internet. They're not. There's no way possible for there to be election fraud. Remember that?
They said it before Congress.
Right there is a statement of fact. They're saying is a statement of fact. Okay, they're saying Dominion is saying, and the head of security and strategy, they're saying that the machines were not connected to the Internet. Well, turns out through the research of Joe von Pulitzer, the inventor of the QR code, and others, that the machines were connected to the Internet. So I don't know whether I have I don't think it's an accurate statement to say that the Reawaken America tour has damaged the good reputation of Dominion. The same Dominion that, oh, by the way, has a lot of connections to George Soros. Mm-hmm. And people say, well, what kind of connections do they have? Well, let's think about this for a second. If you were going to share office space for your radio program, or if I were to share office space for one of my companies, and I were to look around and think to myself, from a PR perspective, do you want to share office space with the people? Do you want to share office space with George Soros? Is that a good look? Well, it turns out that Dominion was sharing office space at 221 Spadina Avenue in Toronto, Ontario. So why would Dominion share office space with the same building in the same building with George Soros? Is that random? I don't know. These are just thoughts, and I'm excited for discovery because the truth will set us free, and the facts are on our side. And if you go to time2freeamerica.com, time2freeamerica.com, and you click on the button that says the truth about the 2020 election fraud, the truth about the 2020 election fraud, you can see all of the facts related to the 2020 election fraud, and it's all right there.
Yeah. Well, you see, and this is the thing. There's been such a bombardment of information out there, a lot of it faux information, Clay, and this is what has people, you know, they still don't want to talk about it anymore. It's just like, okay, you know, I believe that it was fraud. You know, maybe some point they'll figure it out. We could only hope. I mean, we know that January 6th, this faux committee that has put together by the House of Representatives is a total joke, and meanwhile, we have American citizens that are being kept in solitary confinement as political prisoners. In the United States of America, this is disgusting.
Well, the thing about it is that a lot of times devilish people are diligent. You know, diligence is the steady application of effort. Mm-hmm. And if you look at, if you go to time2freeamerica.com/revelation, time2freeamerica.com/revelation, the COVID-19 Great Reset agenda wasn't something that Klaus Schwab, the head of the World Economic Forum, came up with yesterday. I don't know if you're a lot of your listeners know this or not, but in 2002, that is the year that the Centers for Disease Control patented the coronavirus transmissible to humans. What? Yes, in 2002, ladies and gentlemen, that's when the Centers for Disease Control patented the coronavirus transmissible to humans. A lot of people don't recognize that. This agenda to release a synthetic man-made gain-of-function virus on the American people was not a new idea. That the idea started in 2002. Then in 2010, a document called the Rockefeller Plan, which you can download, again, by going to time2freeamerica.com/revelation, that's when the Rockefeller Plan was written, which called for quarantines, curfews, lockdowns, and forced vaccinations. Does that sound familiar? That was written in 2010.
Mm, yeah.
2011, the Harvard professor that was just convicted, Charles Lieber, he began working on RNA-modifying nanotechnology that goes inside the human body so that your human body, your human cells, can send and receive signals. If you don't believe me, go to time2freeamerica.com and /revelation. You can see the patents right there. The devilish people are truly diligent, and the persistent patriots must be even more diligent. We must not lose our hope, not lose our enthusiasm. We must continue driving forward and finding the truth wherever it may take us, as you said earlier, because only the truth will set us free.
Clay, again, we appreciate all the great work that you've been doing across the country to be an outlet, to be a rallying central for people like us who are pursuing the truth that will not be blocked out by the mainstream media. And you've got a very exciting tour that continues through 2022. Tell our audience about this.
Well, if you want to go to time2freeamerica.com, again, you can buy your tickets to the Reawaken America Tour, and you can name your price. And I've never been to an event where you can name your price, so I thought, hey, let's start one. Mm-hmm. So Dr. Stella Emanuel, Dr. Jane Ruby, Mickey Willis, the creator of the Plandemic series, Eric Trump, Charlie Kirk, Mike Lindell, General Michael Flynn, they're all going to be there at this event. It's a two-day festival. We start off at 10 a.m. each day. And there's back-to-back speakers. We have 64 speakers over a two-day event. Wow. The lineup is epic. Sean Foyt, the praise and worship leader, the hip-hop truth-telling patriot duo, there. High Res and Jimmy Levy, they're going to be there. The energy behind this event is next level. Donnie Clement, Kim Clements, the late great prophet, his daughter is going to be there. I mean, the energy behind these is phenomenal. And you say, what's the purpose of coming to these? One, we're going to find there's employers at these events that will hire you if you don't want to take the COVID-19 vaccine. So on a practical level, you can find employers. We also have pastors willing to sign the COVID-19 vaccine religious exemption forms. We have attorneys willing to help you fight back. We've got doctors in all 50 states that will treat you if you have COVID-19. And I'm just to give you some stats real quick here. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, one of the speakers, has treated 7,000 COVID patients with just 3 deaths. Dr. Jim Meehan has now treated over 4,500 patients with 0 deaths. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Mark Sherwood has now treated 9,500 COVID-19 patients with 0 deaths. 9,500. So if you want to find doctors, lawyers, people in the fight, if you want to know what you can do to get involved, you got to go to timetofreeamerica.com and request your ticket today.
Mm-hmm. Clay, what do these doctors know that we're not being told that they're able? I mean, we've been speaking with doctors, in California, Florida, all across the country. Same thing, you know, they have been doing everything they can to protect their patients and to keep them out of hospitals and treating them early. That is absolutely key. And the other thing, too, I had a doctor in Southern California that flat out told me, he says, Bill, the number one form of immunity is natural immunity. And,
yeah,
of course,
okay, well, let's just break it down. The four quick facts. One is the models that told you and myself told America we should be scared of COVID-19. The models, 2.2 million Americans would die from COVID. Those models are 100% false and funded by Bill Gates.
Mm-hmm.
Two, the PCR test, the COVID PCR test. Those things are calibrated at 40 cycles in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Over 37 cycles is the average calibration all across the nation. What does that mean? It means they're false. It means they have between a 90 and 100% false reporting. The PCR tests are falsely calibrated. They're false positives. Three is the 100% effective and affordable treatments for COVID-19 continue to be budesonide, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. And every single day I take zinc, I take vitamin D every day. I go to the Reawaken America Tour events. I shake the hands of 4,000 people, and I never get sick. So, ladies and gentlemen, there's no need to be worried about COVID-19. There's no need to go get tested. Stop wearing the masks. Stop getting tested. And if you do get sick, take budesonide, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. You can find doctors in all 50 states that are willing to treat you if you just go to time23america.com.
Well, Clay Clark, you know if there was a spreading event at any one of your events, it would be all over the news media, number one. Number two, I spoke with several pastors. I've asked them, I said, I've never heard of a spreading event coming out of any of the churches across the country. And they all had to agree and pause and say, gosh, Bill, you're exactly right. And I said, well, you know, there are things to be said here. I know people are afraid to acknowledge, for whatever reason, that God Almighty himself, who decides on these things, is protecting his faithful flock, is he not?
Well, yeah, I believe God is doing that. I also just say, I mean, it's not dangerous if you take budesonide, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine.
Mm-hmm.
If you do have COVID-19 and you take remdesivir, by the way, the Centers for Disease Control, if you go to the hospital today, they're going to recommend you take midazolam and remdesivir. Midazolam is a breath suppressant. Well, why would you not want to take a breath suppressant if you have an upper respiratory infection? Because you'll die. So don't take remdesivir, which is patented by George Soros in China and causes renal failure. Don't take remdesivir. Don't take midazolam. You won't die from COVID-19.
Well, Clay Clark, we appreciate the time. Thank you for all the great work. He's the host of Thrive Time Radio and the founder of Thrive15.com. Again, remind everybody as we say goodbye and Happy New Year where they can go to be in the flow of the know.
Yeah, just go to timetofreeamerica.com, timetofreeamerica.com, or go to rumble.com and search for the Thrive Time Show. That's the Thrive Time Show on Rumble.com. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate you.
Thank you,
Clay.
Great
day. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. God bless, buddy.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com. No matter how